No a přednáška bude prostě o tom, jak předejít tomu, aby se nám na Linuxu v budoucnosti, až bude Linux na každém osobním počítači každého člověka, tak aby se nám na něm množili viry, spyware, aby jsme prostě uhlídali ty aplikace, aby fungovaly tak, jak mají. So, David, please, you have turn.
Okay, how's that? Can everybody hear? Okay. I haven't done this presentation before, so please bear with me as we go through it. There's a couple AppArmor versus SE Linux slides in there, so I hope you'll forgive me. I personally think there's a place for both types of security protection, depending on what you're trying to do. So don't take things too seriously, or you know, don't take it. And you'll have a chance to respond later, anyways. So. So we're going to go through a few things. We're going to do a quick description of AppArmor, tell you a little bit about what it's about, and then we're going to do a short demo to show what can be done and how it can be used to protect the system. We're going to be showing the tools, the GUI tools through YASP that can be used in order to configure an AppArmor profile. And there are command line tools available as well. So basically, AppArmor creates a firewall around applications. It's obviously not a true firewall. It's a kind of whitelist. It prevents even against unknown application vulnerabilities by confining applications to a set of files and POSIX capabilities that can be accessed. You don't need a lot of security expertise to use the GUI tools. Of course, it's always a very good idea to know what you're doing when you're trying to secure a system. There's a comprehensive wizard-based tool set that's integrated in YASP, and we provide a set of default profiles for standard applications. We're also working on setting up a community repository so that people can share profiles. And that is going to be deployed soon. The actual features are pretty much implemented already. So, and feel free, if you have any questions, you're all welcome to, you know, stop and ask them, or you can save until the end. But, so the security model is a proactive whitelist approach. There's no attack signature database. So you don't have to, you know, pull down, you don't have to download new information in order to protect an application. The profiles grant access to the minimal list of files, directories, and POSIX capabilities required by the application. You can configure this, of course, but you can do it pretty tight. You can lock down applications fairly tight. You get kernel-level mediation through the LSM hooks, the Linux security module. There's an automated workflow for security profile generation, so that you can use tools to scan for open network ports, which will give you an idea about what applications you might want to lock down. You can find applications listening to ports and check for existing profiles, so you know whether a particular application that you're scanning is actually currently being protected by AppArmor or not. You can auto-generate profiles based on static log analysis. There's a learning mode so that AppArmor automatically expands a profile while running the application through its normal operations. And there's an interactive optimizer that assists in simplifying profiles with regular expressions and foundation classes. And we'll be showing some of those tools in just a little bit. So just a quick graphical overview of what's going on. If you take a look at the various applications, like an OS component, a desktop application, or a server application, you create a profile
for it, which is just a simple text file that lists permissions that the applications are granted. Basically, there's a number of high-level reporting and notification modules to give you feedback and information about how the system is behaving, and there's, of course, the AppArmor module itself, which through the LSM hooks is connected to the Linux kernel. There's also a number of other functions, such as the AppArmor parser, that allows you to do things like a substitution in the profiles to give more flexibility and power in defining the freedom that you, or control that you want to have over an application. So in order to have complete mediation of an application, basically you have to be in the kernel. AppArmor uses the LSM interface and the 2.6 kernel, and it provides in-kernel mediation without having to maintain a patched kernel, which is nice. Provides an open standard API for access control module. It provides information on application behavior, accuracy, and performance. And it provides high-quality, non-bypassable mediation. Of course, these are features of LSM, really, or you know, various software that makes use of LSM. So the security model is misuse prevention so you can have, there's a couple different security models. There's misuse prevention versus anomaly prevention. Misuse prevention is traditionally easier to manage. Anomaly prevention is more secure, but usually hard to use and to configure. AppArmor is easy at anomaly prevention for application security. It focuses on application security, obviously. We use name-based access control for ease of understanding policies. So you can use traditional Unix permissions and traditional Unix names to define how you want to control the applications. There's a hybrid whitelist blacklist, though really right now it's more of a whitelist. The whitelist is the application profile itself, and the blacklist would be system-wide global defines, which we currently do not implement. So this is an example of an AppArmor profile. When a protected program runs, regardless of the UID, AppArmor controls the POSIX capabilities it can have, even if it's running as root. It protects directories and files and controls whether they can be read, written to, executed, linked to, that sort of thing. And this is just going to be too hard to read, so I'll give you a second to take a look at this. It describes the workflow of how you'll create a profile. Basically, you will determine applications that you think need to be locked down. You can use either command line or GUI tools in order to create a profile. Then you run an application in what is called complain mode that will basically log access to various files that the application is doing, but not actually block them. And then using that log information, you can generate profiles, the final profile, which will then be put into an enforce mode and will block any access attempts or privilege attempts outside of what is specifically defined in that profile. So AppArmor access controls reflect classic Unix permission patterns, as I said earlier. It complements Unix permissions rather than overlaying a whole new paradigm. So it's easy for if anybody with general Unix knowledge already has a pretty good idea, you can read an AppArmor profile and get a good idea about what's happening. Regular expressions in AppArmor rules, like for example, the regex list up here matches both dev random and dev urandom, etc. So you can get an idea about there's a fair amount of power and flexibility in the language that you can express. So there's a set of foundation class rules that can be included in the profiles. The basic ones are just listed here. Base needed by a lot of programs, authentication, console, name service. And so basically these are used to simplify and differentiate. So basically we've gathered a bunch of standard permissions that many applications need. And if you can choose to include them, and it simplifies how the profile appears, basically. So these are some of the profiles that are currently provided. The ones under default loaded are, as soon as you start AppArmor, these will be available. And then there are extras, which you may want to tweak if you're using AppArmor, but we provide a number of other profiles that are not loaded by default. Okay. So this is going to be interesting without being able to actually see the screen. So bear with me. This is a very simple demo. So basically we're going to show you a web page. We're going to access it. We're going to do a little hack because of the exposure of the application. And then we're going to show what you can do to quickly generate an AppArmor profile and protect it. So, here is an example web page. So using this web page, you know, this is a standard sort of CGI application that you might use. You fill in some values. And let's just make sure. Sorry, I'm going to, we're going to, let's see. Wait, sorry, we're going to try this again. I may have been, I was messing with this earlier. So, okay. One more time. Sorry, it's a little bit more difficult when I can't actually read right in front of me. Okay. And we're still having problems. All right, we're going to ignore that for now, and I'll just walk you through the amount of time that it would take to figure it out, especially when I can't see, is maybe not worth it right now. The idea was, basically, to demonstrate creating an AppArmor profile through the GUI tools, I was messing with this earlier today, so I probably broke something. this shows the GUI tool set. You select the Add Profile Wizard. You select you can browse or type in the application that you want to protect. You run the application and then later scan the system log, and then it will generate a number of, it'll walk you through and ask you questions about how you want to configure the profile. Then later on, you have to restart Apache after you have the profile configured, and then we would go back and look at it again, but we're obviously not going to be doing that. This is showing the questions that you go through while you are configuring a profile. The wizard asks about a file that's accessed by Apache. This is an example of you can use the glob button to set all files in a particular directory rather than selecting each individual file. This example of Apache accessing several libraries, we click on glob with extensions to give Apache read access to all libraries in this directory. And then, you finally get to the end, you click on finish, and you're done. And then what we would like to have shown you is pulling up the web page and you see that you get the reject messages, which said that AppArmor was protecting the application. And then, of course, you can view the application profiles within Yast or through a tool like VI. So these are some of the GUI tools that are available through Yast. You can enable and disable AppArmor. You can do a lot of reporting configuration, get system notifications, and then the other tools for configuring profiles. There are specific, mod AppArmor applies new protection before interpreting scripts. If a specific profile for that script exists, it's used. If no specific profile exists, then a default script profile is used. So you don't need to run all CGIs with full privilege of Apache just to get mod pro efficiency. And it's the only known way to defend PHP code. There is also a new PAM Armor module. You can do pre-authentication. SSHD and LogInD are in restrictive profiles in these situations, and you can transition to per-user profiles, which is a new feature. There's for certain types of applications, such as Tomcat and Apache, you need sub-process confinement with a feature that we call ChangeHat. You have to change into a sub-profile. An AppArmor profile applies to an executable program. If a portion of the program needs different access permissions than other portions, the program can change hats to a different role, so it'll acquire a new set of permissions. To change into a new hat, program calls the ChangeHat function. It passes a pointer into the subprofile and has 32-bit metric token. Changing out of a subprofile, to return to the original profile, the program calls ChangeHat again with a pointer to null as the subprofile and the original magic token value. If magic token doesn't match the original magic token, a changeback won't happen and the current task will be killed. If magic token matches the original token, then the process will change back to the original file. There's a command line interface for people who don't like GUIs. So basically all of the features are implemented in the command line, and I think just about all of them are in the GUI. and the ones that aren't will be soon. So then we have a fairly detailed reporting and alerting framework. You can get reports on the AppArmor events. You can schedule reports for tracking data over time. You can audit reports will identify unconfined processes, and this allows you to integrate into enterprise security plans. Though it can also be useful for home users, or if you, for example, want summarized information and don't want to go digging through logs whenever you need information about what's happening. This is an example of the security notification GUIs setting up email. You can control what kind of events you'll get notified about and the level of detail you get about the events. This, I believe, is an example of an unconfined report. That is pulled right out of the log file. Oh no, that's an unconfined report. So it tells you what is being protected. So I think the one that applies most here would be basically just wanting to protect Linux applications that are exposed to attack. Here are just some different areas that AppArmor might be appropriate for. So here is the SE Linux versus AppArmor part. Using SE Linux audit to allow, you have to go through many more steps. It's a more complicated setup. AppArmor is a little bit easier, and especially with the GUI tools. SE Linux can only do all or nothing access control to NFS mounted volumes. And AppArmor doesn't use extended attributes. So we can write fine-grained profiles that grant access to individual files that reside on NFS volumes. Once again, it's a comparison of the sort of control that you have with AppArmor and SE Linux. Profiles are a little bit simpler. SE Linux uses a custom programming language to specify hard-to-manage rules, and AppArmor is using pretty much classic Linux syntax. So a single label in SE Linux is an equivalence class. All files with that label are treated identically by security policy. A human has to decide which files have the same label and which files need a different label. When you get it wrong, you must split the label, relabel all the affected files, and revise all policies that reference that label. AppArmor uses explicit path names and regular expressions to achieve the same thing. For example, the profile rule listed is an equivalence class, but there are two differences. The class evaluated at access time, new files are checked against policy, so you don't have to label that file. And the class is local to a single profile. You don't need to relabel the world to be able to distinguish two files that some other profile treats as the same. Currently, SE Linux is working on some GUI tools, AppArmor's fundamental model being name-based is a little bit easier and more intuitive, I think. So in the near term, we're working on network access controls. This is fairly far along, but it's not fully implemented yet. We're calling it net domain. A merge tool is will be in the works. The idea is to allow multiple profiles to be merged into a single profile consisting of unit sets of both. This ties into the community repositories that I was talking about as well, because then different people could you can essentially merge work when it's appropriate between different groups of people on applications. profile sharing. This is what I was talking about the community repository. There's currently Tomcat support, so you can get AppArmor containment for Java servlets. There's PAM ChangeHat, which strengthens the security of AppArmor's role-based shell functionality for applications that use PAM, like SSHD, etc. And then we have SIM providers, so SIM instrumentation for reporting, alerting, and profile state. DBArmor has been talked about. There has been a proof of concept done to protect databases. The system level list of resources is sort of the global blacklist that was mentioned earlier. There's integration with Dbus, which we actually have prototypes for right now, to report security events via Dbus. And then IPC mediation is also currently in development. And the profiling tool is pretty much ready to go, so you can get an idea about where AppArmor is going in the near future. And here are some links to take if you want more information. It's GPL, if you didn't know that. It's currently mostly bundled with SUSE, but there are a number of other distributions that it's available for as well, such as Gentoo or Ubuntu. AppArmor's ease of use makes it a good idea for a de facto Linux security standard. We need ports to more distros, and you can use the Open Build Service if you are interested in doing some of that work. And obviously, the build service is available for more than just AppArmor. As I said, it's been ported to Ubuntu. I believe that it's already in mainstream inclusion recently. And obviously, yeah, it would be nice if somebody wanted to take over maintaining a Debian version. Currently, there's not a standard Red Hat variation. It's been done a number of times. And hopefully in the future. And that is pretty much it. I'm sorry that the demo didn't work out. And if anybody has any questions, otherwise I think we're in for a break. Do anybody have questions? Yes. The performance impact, probably about 2%. It's really not noticeable at all. It depends on the number of profiles that you have. If you're running 1,000 profiles or something, I can't imagine you would ever do something that extreme, but in general, it's not even noticeable. Anybody else? What do you mean by architecture dependent?
Well, say it is only for Ansible or those sorts of servers, or
No, there is a PowerPC version, I believe, and there's a 64-bit version as well, I think. One of our developers works on a lot with both of those platforms. Off the top of my head, I can't say what state that kind of support is in, but I know that in the past it's been pretty well supported, and I would imagine that there's not a lot of lag time, if there is any at all. Is that, yeah? Anybody else?
Můžete se zeptat i česky, když třeba někdo by nechtěl se ptát anglicky, já to zkusím přeložit, on tomu sice nebude rozumět, když to budu překládat já, ale zkusit to můžeme. Ani česká otázka? Tak, máme českou otázku.
What about security updates?
Sorry, say again.
Security updates. For security upgrade or updates.
Oh, you mean for the security updates for AppArmor?
Yeah.
You mean how are they provided, or?
How is it?
Can you hear okay without this?
Yeah.
So basically, you don't have to, it's not like, you know, virus protection where you have to download, you know, updated information. Basically, right now, the actual, there's a couple distributions, like obviously SUSE is very heavily involved. So if there are any updates for it, you can get them through standard SUSE repositories. Same is true right now for Ubuntu as of the latest release. And everything else basically depends on, we need maintainers. So if anybody is interested in helping with another distribution, that would be great. But basically until we have additional people willing to volunteer to help out and maintain packages for a particular distribution, you would have to build from source yourself. Does that answer what you're asking, or yeah? Okay.